This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time to talk about pistols. And nobody better to talk about pistols with, using pistols, carrying pistols, employing pistols, than Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good to go. I've got a question for you.
Okay, hit me.
Now, you are, as an instructor, do you ever get out there, and whenever the new hotness comes out, do you ever say to yourself, I need to go buy the latest pistol? I'm almost certain you are not that guy.
No, I don't do that.
Are you ever curious?
Well, yeah. I'm still waiting for something truly innovative to show up. But, you know, there's a bunch of ways to skin a cat.
Right.
But from an end user standpoint, there's basically just a few things, you know, I'll evaluate a handgun by, you know, whether it be a revolver or a pistol, semi-automatic. Its size. The location and function of its controls. And, you know, of course, the size of my hands and how I would physically interact with it. And, of course, you know, the type of sights it has is very important. But not as important as its basic size and the location and function of the controls, which, you know, are going to drive the train on you figuring out how, based on what you know and understand about the pistol, to operate it proficiently in respect to, you know, like initial loading, action loading, unloading and clearing, malfunctions, getting it back into action as as efficiently as possible. And the physical actions required of that. But one thing that cannot be ignored, last but not least, is shootability. You know, is it reliable, mechanically reliable, and is it accurate? What level of accuracy or level of mechanical accuracy does it provide? You know, and all these things, you know, these are all serious points of consideration that come into my mind before I purchase, you know, a handgun, for sure. But it could be, you know, what's your purpose? What's the, you know, is it a mission or like a mission purpose built gun? The first gun that comes to mind is a Taurus Judge. I have a 3-inch Magnum Judge, stainless steel Judge, that I use as a purpose-built snake gun. You know, when I go out to the burn, I might be running my work rig, but I have immediate access to the judge if, you know, little Jake the Snake shows up.
Right.
But there's, in the way of firearms, I don't know, man. I'm always observant in respect to, you know, what's, you know, on the horizon or what, you know, is currently in vogue. But the fact remains, there's a lot of good pistols out there. You know, normally you hear people, you know, beating something up pretty hard, when the simple fact of the matter is you got to look for, you know, if you're in the habit of looking for the negative, you're going to find it. Newsflash, you know. Generally, people that look for negative stuff will absolutely find it. But if you back off the macro review of everything out there, there's a lot of good pistols out there. You know, functionally reliable, mechanically accurate. There's a lot of good stuff. There's just, you know, when you shake the box, a Glock 45 always falls out into my hands, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen the Luwago Alien?
I've heard it. I've heard of it. Let me, I'll pull it up real quick.
You pull it up. I mean, first of all, to me, it looks like a sort of a streamlined Glock, to be quite honest with you. But it's the way the gun functions that I find interesting. You're talking about something different. The only problem with its difference is that it is at a price point that most people would not spend. Because I think they start at $5,000. I don't even know if there's any in the United States today. It was introduced at SHOT Show 2020, I thought. Or maybe at maybe the NRA.
There's a similar pistol that I know you're talking about that is similar to this, but it's not the same. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but I know what you're talking about. Yes, similar, but not this pistol.
You're talking about the Russian gun?
Yeah, if I don't think about it so hard, I'll remember.
It'll come to you.
Yes, it is one of those, you know, it's definitely a buy-in pistol. It's like $5,000 to start.
Yeah, this is Czechoslovakian, and the this is the most different gun I've seen in a long time. But when you talk about
I'm
that,
I'm really liking it. I'm really liking it, man. It's it's piqued my interest.
Would you, if you bought a gun like that, would you carry it? Will that be part of your carry rig?
What if I liked it?
Yeah.
Well, if I liked it and decided to use it, yeah, absolutely, I'd carry it. I actually, this might be the very first time in a long time I've got interested in purchasing a new pistol.
Peaked interest, eh? Yeah.
Peaked interest. Absolutely, because I'm just looking at it and I'm seeing some key things that are,
supposedly the lowest bore axis there is.
Well, yeah, it's like in line with your, absolutely in line with your forearm.
And only the top of the slide is not what's moving. It's the sides of the slide that are moving. The barrel and everything is fixed.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a very innovative gun.
Your sights are steady the whole time.
Yep.
So you can maintain visual contact. Man, I'm digging it. I'm thinking I could drive that gun pretty hard.
Well, I'm pretty sure you could drive it pretty hard.
I'm trying to figure out. Where I'm trying to get somebody to tell me what the box price is on the. Oh, here we go.
I told you it's like $5,000.
Yeah.
Anyway, hang on for me. Okay. Coming up on the first break, talking a little combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. There's a method to my madness. I'm just going to ask him a few questions about a few things that have been bothering me about me. So we'll that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were just talking about the alien, the Luago alien. Too much for a carry gun? Too much money?
Well, it's hard to say, man, because, you know, your average bear, sure. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have money. So if you have it to spend, you know, I've seen it before. You know, just because you have money and you can throw money at guns doesn't mean you can shoot them well.
Right.
But there is a marked advantage. If you have the money, you can buy mechanical accuracy.
Right.
Now, that is if you also factor in quality, using quality ammunition. But in respect to, you know, the standalone inherent mechanical accuracy of the firearm, you can definitely buy into that. You still have to learn how to shoot it well.
Sure. Nobody buy. No, you can't buy marksmanship, right? Can't buy that.
Right. You can buy accuracy, but you can't buy marksmanship. But yeah. You got it, bro.
So, I learned a lesson this weekend, and I'd like to get your take on this because, you know, I'm looking for the ideal pistol, and I'm still working on it, and I'm having a good time doing it. I'm having a good time doing it. You know, it's also part of the job, part of the media gig to test this stuff and record it and let people look at it and everything else. So that's the fun part of it. So I have the couple of Glocks that I think are going to fit the bill if I can actually put into play the lessons I've been taught and advised to try.
Right.
And then I have other guns that I don't have to worry about as much with that simply because the ergonomics of the gun work with me. But, like, when you look at the shape of that alien Luago, or the Luago alien, rather,
right,
and you look at the way that everything's built on it, to me, it reminds me of a very refined Walther PDP, which is the gun I've mentioned to you the last two times.
You know, as I look at it, I mean, I see a lot of guns in one. I mean, it's almost as if they took, you know, like the lines of the VP9.
Right.
Kind of looks VP9-ish to me. Yeah,
well, as does the Walther PDP to me. So, except for that funky mag release.
Of course, you have the tried and true and much copied safe action trigger design. Having not looked at the internals, I'm sure the internals are similar to everything out there.
Yeah.
But you know, the thought that I had when we signed off the last segment was, you know, it's one of those, it's the first legitimate pistol that looks like a movie gun that I think I would like to try running.
Yeah.
I think I could run that pistol very hard just by looking at the way it's set up.
I'm pretty sure you could. I'm afraid I would get it, and then I would like it. Because I sort of have a taste for expensive guns myself. But
Well, have at it, man. I mean, you only live once, brother.
That's true. But here's the thing that I learned, and we can go into the next segment with this and everything.
Okay.
Have you ever been prejudiced against guns? Any certain gun?
Prejudiced against... Okay, let me clarify. I mean, guns in general, no.
No.
But
not as far as...
any gun?
Well, as far as looking at a gun and saying, there's no way I'd ever carry that.
I don't believe I've ever had that thought in my mind. Now, I do discriminate. I'm a discriminator.
Okay.
You won't find, let me see, I'm trying to think of the name of that pistol everybody cracks on. I don't own one, never have. That should tell you all you need to know. I just can't think of the name of the pistol. I hate it when I draw a blank like that.
Is it foreign?
I actually have. Go ahead.
Is it a foreign pistol? Is it American? Which is it?
No, it's an American pistol. I just can't remember what the name of the pistol is. I can see it as clear as I can in my mind's eye. But going back to a little history lesson, back in the day when they, you know, outlawed or made Saturday Night Specials illegal, I actually scored in a very unusual way what is considered the classic Saturday Night Special, a little chrome and ivory handled 25 automatic. And its name and manufacturer escapes me as I speak to it as well. However, it is a very inexpensive handgun. It has a lot of stamped metal parts. It was literally made as a Saturday Night Special, basically a one-use throwaway. And I've always, the only negative thoughts I've had against handguns is, you know, what do you call the cutoff in quality of manufacture?
Right.
You know, no, I'm certainly not going to take a Norinco 1911-45 to the single-stack classic match. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But how do you quantify that? But I always, I guess the best way to say it is I literally look down on cheap guns. They may serve a purpose.
Well, hang on a second. Right. Hang on. We're coming up on the next break. I want to hear this. I do want to hear this. But okay. Super Dave Harrington, you can find him at combatspeed.com. Find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. Find his commercial page at Super Dave Harrington. And he has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Relatively simple to find Dave if you're looking for Dave. Class is in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over.
President Biden marking the end to the 20-year U.S. war in Afghanistan. The president addressing the nation from the White House, calling it the longest war in American history. As far as the U.S. citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan, Biden says,
and for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
Americans are losing a ton of money to COVID-related fraud. The FTC saying that number comes in at around $545 million since the start of last year. Nearly 589,000 pandemic-related complaints were filed between January 1, 2020 and August 30th of this year. The average American losing nearly $400. This is USA Radio News. coronavirus booster shots are being administered across the United States. The CDC is saying nearly 1 million have already been put in people's arm just in the last few weeks. Earlier in August, the CDC recommending adults with compromised immune systems receive a booster shot. The cleanup is beginning in Louisiana after Hurricane Ida swept through the area. Slidell, Louisiana Mayor Greg Cromer joins Fox News and says he wants the members of his community to start the process of putting their lives back together after Hurricane Ida.
We're open. We're ready. We have officers patrolling the streets to assure that we don't have any looting situations. I haven't heard of any of that yet. The bigger problems for us are traffic from people that are trying to get back into their homes. Yeah. And get to these stores that are open.
The mayor also telling people in Slidell to return to their homes and clean up after the flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about the Luago alien a little bit, but also, now you were talking about that you have sort of a, you're discriminatory against cheap guns.
Correct. But see, here's the difficulty in backstopping that description of, you know, what is a cheap firearm.
Right.
I always look at purpose. It really depends on your perspective. It depends on how you look at it. If you're one of these cats, you know, the average bear that maybe goes deer hunting once in a blue moon, and, you know, all you want to invest is a couple hundred dollars in a deer rifle, that's fine. And that'll, you know, satisfy that niche and probably kill the deer you want. But if you're a rural type individual that relies on, you know, the full spectrum of hunting season to feed your family annually, you factor in your harvest, your deer harvest, as part of, you know, your logistics, annual logistics needs, probably want to spend a little more money in a higher quality deer rifle. You see what I mean?
I do.
So when you say cheap, what is actually meant by cheap when in line with today's quality of CNC manufacture and all of that, there are a lot of good firearms out there, accurate firearms, that are inexpensive. compared to like your big name, you know, companies out there.
Right.
You get into hunting rifles and, you know, Browning, Tika, Remington, Winchester, you know, your usual suspects. It just depends on really what is your perspective, what is the use and projected duration of use for the firearm, and, you know, go with what you can afford. But be smart about doing it. It'll still be good money spent, you know what I mean?
Right. Yep, yep, yep. So I fully get that. Now, I, on the other hand, I am guilty of looking at a gun that other people carry and saying, I'd never carry that.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Reasons or
well,
are you a gun snob?
I may be a gun snob.
Kind of like what it's starting to sound like.
Yeah. Well, but see, here's what broke the ice for me.
Okay.
And when I went to Steve's Red Dot Sight class.
Okay.
I showed up there and I had a CZP-10F with a dot on it, and I had a Staccato P with a dot on it.
Okay.
Now, those are two relatively nice guns. And I was having a few physical issues that particular day. But I'm not so much to where once I came back to it that I didn't stop and take a moment and look at what everybody else was shooting. And because we were here in South Carolina, a lot of FN employees were taking this class. So I've never been...
So which gun was working for you better? Which gun was working better for you?
That particular day, it actually turned out to be the CZP-10F.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I was, prior, when I was shooting the Staccato P, I was also working my way into a heat injury. So I don't know actually whether I don't know if that was, it was like 103 degrees.
That entire interaction with the Staccato suspect.
Yeah.
If you were suffering on the verge of a physical heat injury, that's skewed data.
Yeah. And I have since I continue to shoot them, continue to carry them to this day. But there was a couple of there was one guy that was on the President's 100 team there from FN, and they were all shooting FN 509s.
Mm-hmm.
Now at first glance, you look at the FN 509, and once again, this is somebody that has looked at the Glock, and you think, okay, they're reworking the Glock and making their own FN Glock, which is what the FN 509 reminds me of.
Okay.
However, despite its plain Jane appearance, I was very intrigued by it, and I finally picked one up this past weekend.
Okay.
And you want to know what I'm going to do to this? Now, remember this. I put a Timney trigger on a Glock 19 5th Gen. I have a CZP-10F, or a CZP-10C, that has an Overwatch trigger in it.
Okay.
I've changed the sights on a bunch of guns. All I'm going to do, this one is optics ready. I'm going to put a dot on it, and that's it. I'm not changing anything else on this gun.
All right, okay, cool.
Because at first glance, as I'm pulling the trigger and dry firing it and everything else, this is different. This is a different feel. Plus, the ergos are perfect. It doesn't have any hump on the back strap or anything.
You have found the gun that's going to work best for you.
Yeah, I know. And the other part about it is it's the least expensive option. Because I got the mid-size,
right?
And they have a full-size and a compact, and that's it. That's all they've got in the guns. They did come out with one they call the Edge, but that's sort of it's a purpose-driven gun. So I wonder, now this gun's been out there for two or three years, I know. I wonder if my prejudice got in my way there, huh?
Maybe kind of blinded you a little bit.
Yep. So I'm waiting to.
But you never know, man.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about the situation is you're aware of it and figuring some things out. So where's the problem?
I don't see a problem. Very shortly, I'm going to be taking this gun. I'm going to take the 509 out. I'm going to take the Walther PDP out. I'm going to take the CZ that I have tricked up a little bit. I'm going to take the Glock 19 5th Gen out that I've tricked up a little bit. And maybe by that time, I have my Glock 45 back from Terran Tactical Innovations. I'm going to take them all out. And I'm going and do an eval. And then just to throw a little special sauce into it, are you aware of Chambers Custom?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, yeah.
Chambers Custom is sending me one of their Knights Armament special pistols they made, one of the 10 they made. I don't get to keep it, but I do get to shoot it.
Right.
So I'll be throwing that out there, which will be I'll be having a fun day that day.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of brass on the ground. But I hope to come away from that, and the Chambers doesn't fall into that category because that's an unfair.
Right. Let me make a recommendation for you, bro, for your workout with all these different pistols.
I tell you what. Hold that thought for me because we're coming up on the last break of the hour. I don't want to cut it off because I do want to hear about this because.
Get it.
I need to hear this, no doubt about it. Now, for people that are interested in Super Dave Harrington, you can go to combatspeed.com. That is very much a work in progress, but this is where the wellspring of everything Combat Speed begins. If you want some easy, free seminars, go to Super Dave's YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington, just like it sounds. And if you're looking, if you want to see what Super Dave is doing, maybe catch a couple of cool guitar riffs, catch him at Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, and he's about to give me some much-needed advice on this multi-gun workout that I'm going to be doing here very shortly. And please tell me about it.
Just based on, you know, what it is you're actually trying to accomplish, which is decide which pistol basically has the balance of ergonomics and accuracy that works for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now dig this. One, this is going to be extremely important, but kind of expensive if you actually do this. Instead of benching the guns and, you know, cycling through various comparable firing exercises, you would be best suited if you had the identical gun rig for each pistol. You follow me?
I do.
Because you're only going to come to, this is just me talking, but in my mind's eye, you're only going to become able to make the determination of which pistol works for you across a spectrum of gun handling exercises that, of course, require accurate shot placement. You follow me?
I do.
So if you are going to truly make it a fair opportunity for each pistol, you would then have to standardize, you know, your gun rigs. A lot of people bypass that simply because it is expensive to do. And I get it. But then, in a sense, your data is skewed unless you choose exercises that do not require that level of support to perform. So, but having said all that, from an accuracy standpoint, just from a standpoint of shootability, and I would go with classic 25-yard bullseye. Then step it up. Start working B8 bullseye target at 25 yards in various manners. Starting, of course, at whatever requisite ready position required, or, you know, if you can support mounting the pistol from the holster with each gun, you know, you've got a holster for each blaster, then do that. But you're going to have to decide on some kind of in-action work that involves rapid firing so you can, in fact, cross-check the ergonomics and your ability to hit accurately at speed driving the gun in rapid fire. It's the only way you're going to be able to feel it. You know how it works, and that's exactly how I describe it. There's some guns I really like the way they feel. I can run them hard. There's other guns that I can run hard and accurately, but I do not like the way they feel doing it. They're difficult to, hold on to, much more difficult to control. And basically the major influence on controllability and rapid firing is the bore axis. But then again, your physiology is a major part of that. So it's an interesting endeavor to go out and do a comparative study like you're talking about doing. There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. What I'm trying, well, like with two of them, I have two very similar holsters, but I'm going to shoot all of these with steel sights. I'm not going to put dots on any of them.
Okay, good. Now, when you say steel sights, do you mean steel sights or do some of them have fiber optics?
Well, two of them have big dots. One of them has a three-dot sight system from Walther. And the 509.
Another variable. That's a huge variable.
Yeah. And the FN has suppressor sights because it's set up for an optic.
Right.
So, what I'm going to try to do is I'm not going to be, I'll get out there and I'll go back and get the 25 yards and everything, but I'm also going to do some stuff at 10 yards fast and just see how much center mass I can do on steel and, do some bullseye at 25 yards on paper and just see what I get out of it. And this is preliminary.
Right, I get it.
But this is as close as I'm going to be able to get to everything being set up if I just,
Right.
Leave them in their pretty much out of the box situation. Although two of them are not going to be out of the box. Two of them have had a little bit of stuff added to them already. So
right. Okay.
But we'll see how it goes. We will see how it goes. And then not getting rid of any of them.
Right. Well, not getting hot down here. Lately, what I've been carrying is my G26.
Yeah.
Just G26, then a pocket, front right pocket, with a couple of reserve mags in my left leg pocket, and that's it.
Do you, I presume, you don't put the plus twos on the bottom of it, do you?
Oh, yes.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, they do have the G26. I use G26 mags, but they do have plus two.
Yeah. If they were to ever... And I think I've already mentioned this. If they were to ever come out with a Glock 26 frame.
Let me read your mind.
Sure.
A 19 frame with a 26 top end.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. Would that be cool?
That would be cool.
I think that would be awesome.
I would think that would be the natural progression from the Glock 45 to do that with that next size down, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that would be... just as cool as all get out. I'd buy a dozen of them. That's the pistol I've wanted forever.
Well, that's something I would be looking at. I'm always looking for something. Something.
Yep.
But anyway.
But, hey, remember, man, the grass is always greener on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Beware of the man with one gun.
That's also very true. I have a friend who only recently, he's been running a Ruger P89 since he bought it in 1989.
Wow.
And he just switched to the SIG P320 midsize.
Okay. That's a huge leap.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, he ran that gun forever.
He's good with it.
I tell you who scares me, and we're about to run out of time, but the guys who still carry 1911s, who've always carried 1911s, they scare me. Those guys scare me.
They should.
They scare me. They figured out everything there is to figure out about gunfighting. They're not sitting around going, well, I need more capacity. I need more modern ergonomics. They're like, this works, and this works well, and I'll just carry it.
Right.
And they're probably still carrying the original one they bought back when they were in their 30s, and they're now in their 60s. So,
right.
Those guys.
No matter what you're bringing to the fight, you got to be able to hit first.
Yep. But, in any event, before we run out of time, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. I always enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Check out Dave at CombatSpeed.com. You can find him on Facebook, Dave Harrington. You can find him on Facebook commercially, Super Dave Harrington. And you can find him on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. Well worth the look. Free instructions and free seminars on a couple of the drills. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.